Hey, this is H-Bomb here, and this is the continuation of my best of the aughts. Last time we got through number 7, so we're gonna kick this off with number 6, Wii Sports. Hey, this is the perfect introduction to the Wii. This shows what you can do with the Wii remote, and more importantly, some of the events like the golf and the bowling and the tennis, up to 4 players. So not only does it introduce the Wii, right away it gets the family involved. And it's probably their best pack in for a specific system ever. I mean, there have been better packing games like Tetris, but for a system like the Wii, you couldn't think of a better pack-in. Moving on to number 5. And actually, on Cross Border Gaming 25, I actually said, called this, my second best, but there were a couple games I forgot. So it got bumped all the way to 5, but Meteos for DS. Very good game. This is a very good puzzle game, one that I just kept playing, and I really wish it had Wi-Fi. This is before it came out, before Nintendo's big Wi-Fi push. I actually downloaded, the other day I downloaded Meteos Wars on XBLA. It's good, but it's not quite the same. And of course, they also did a Disney version of Meteos, which just plain sucked. And I guess going with E-Master's logic, it did not exist. And number 4. Number 4. Pokemon Gold and Silver and Crystal. I mean, I could have gone the GBA titles, Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald. I could have gone DS with Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum. But I think Gold and Silver, I think that was the best addition, the best upgrade within the Pokemon series. And the fact that they had, not only did you play your the game in Kanto, you went back to Johto, you played in Johto, you went back to Kanto, the original area from the first game, after you beat the Elite Four, which I wish they would have done this in the previous game. I mean, they have been putting more in post, after the end of the game, but I think, Gold, Silver, and, Crystal did it the best. Hey, I got time for one more real quick. Number 3. Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker, which is probably the only console Zelda I've actually gotten into since Link to the Past. Some people complain about the art style. I love the art style. I thought it was fun to play, and the storyline just kept me engaged. It wasn't too lengthy of a storyline. And just not that many dungeons. The biggest thing was the at the end of the Triforce hunt. But I just never got into the N64 Zeldas or Twilight Princess or any of that. But I loved Wind Waker. And I guess that's about it. 2 and 1. Who knows, I might do another boo today. You know what? I might do another boo just as soon as I finish this boo. But that's it for now. Toodles.